Log Talk Radio.
My show is going on.
Well,
Let's see. Let's play some music here to get started. Yes. Let's play some music to get started. Yeah, here we go. It's called Thank You, Jesus by Kim Burrell. Anyway, let's get into the message. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, I'm taking this from Genesis chapter 49. It is the death of Jacob and Joseph. You see, and Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together, let me tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and this is Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might in the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simon and Levi are brothers, instruments of purity are in your dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For their anger they slew a man, and their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be their anger for his spears, and their wrath for his cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, you shall rouse him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. Until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to choice wine. He washes garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his borders shall adjoin sin. Issachar is a strong donkey lying between two burdens. He saw the rest was good, and the land was plundered. He bowed his shoulders to bear a burden, and became a band of slaves. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, and a viper by the path that bites the horse's heel, so this rider shall fall backward. I waited for your salvation, O Lord. God, a troop shall tramp on. Okay, he shall triumph at least. Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. And Naphtali is a deer let loose. He uses little words. Juice Joseph is a fruitful bough, by a well. His branches running over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shattered him, and hated him. But his bough remains in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and the Almighty will bless you with blessings of heaven above. Blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast of the womb, blessings of your father, having shelved the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. It shall be on the head of Joseph, and the crown of the head of him who is separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed them. He blessed each one according to his own blessing. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron, the Hittite, and the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession for a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah's wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah's wife. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is, were purchased from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed and bread his last and was gathered to his people. So when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. So they sent messages to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded saying, thus he shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespasses of your brothers and your sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespasses of the servants of God your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then the brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we are your servants. And Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for I am the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God it meant for good, in order to bring about as they did this day, to save many people alive. There now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And the comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt in his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, the sons of Manasseh, were also brought up on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brother, I am dying, but will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Amen. That was Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 to 33. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you got to do is simply say a simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I see we have a lot of callers, but nobody has pressed the one key, so I can't bring anybody on. Anyway, we got a caller here, 111. You're on the air. Great. How you doing, Fennis?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing all right and you're okay.
Okay.
Tell a bean.
Okay.
Yeah. Goodbye. All righty. Anybody else want to call in? Just press that one key. Okay. You can call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the one key and I'll bring you on, and you can come on and just say whatever you want to say. Amen. Well, 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111, you're on the air.
Oh, you
forgot the sermon.
No, I did a Bible reading instead. I didn't do a sermon. I did Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 to 33. Amen.
Oh, where's the sermon?
No sermon tonight, just a Bible reading.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
What were you thinking of the best video games of 2006?
To tell you, I really don't know. Okay, I'm not into playing video games. You have to ask Kent that. He would be able to tell you.
Oh, he does video game shows now?
He likes to play a lot of video games. Kent's a gamer. So he will be able to tell you that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware. Anyway, I got a list here from Metacritic. It says that in 2006, the number one game was Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, and that was for the GameCube. And they had it 1 point higher rated than the Wii version. So the top two spots were The Legend of Zelda. What do you think about that?
I've never played the game, so I don't know.
Just 1 point behind it was an Xbox 360 game called Gears of War. They called it a must-play. Do you recommend it?
Okay, well, I wouldn't know anything about video games, Johnny. Okay, don't play them. I even have a PlayStation 4, and I really don't play the games much. I mean, I've played a couple of them here and there, but I'm not a big gamer.
What about a Guitar Hero? Are you familiar with Guitar Hero? You hold like a pretend guitar in your hand, and you played along with the game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the music. Okay, I've seen the game. I've never played it, so I don't know.
Well, this source rated it as the number 10 game. That was for PlayStation 2. You might remember it was released on November 7th, 2006.
Okay. Well, like I said, Johnny, I really don't know much about games. I don't play them. So, I said, Dr. Kent, he should be able to. If you ask him, what do you think his favorite game is? Okay, I'm sure he'll tell you. You know, because he likes to play games.
I've only seen him do racing games. He does a YouTube channel where he points a camera at the TV. So I guess he just likes racing games. I'm hearing that he had a video game show today. I've also seen his gaming channel, and he calls himself Gamer Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y. So I think he's trying to muscle in on your name.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know why he would go Gamer Kenny. I mean, it should be Gamer Kent.
That's what I thought, but it's Gamer Kenny. I didn't think Pastor Kent had a, or sorry, Dr. Kent, Kent Hopper, we'll just say. I don't think he had, I didn't think that was legitimate, but. All right, we got any other calls, Ken?
Yeah, we do. We got another 111 caller. Let me bring him on and see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Denny's?
No, this is not the Denny's. This is God's Rainbow Ministries. Is this Edgar?
No. This is Steven.
Steven.
Oh, hey, Steven, how you doing?
Who's dancing tonight?
No one's dancing tonight.
Denny's? Denny's has dancers?
Why not?
Because no one's dancing.
I'm going
huh?
to the wrong Denny's. There's no dancing, no dancers at the Denny's I've been to.
Yeah, me neither.
So where is this? Is this the Applebee's?
No, Steven, this is God's Rainbow Ministries. You called into a church show.
Church is chicken?
Church is chicken, yes. Yep, church is chicken.
All right. For my order, I'd like the spicy chicken tenders, 4-piece, the ranch dressing sauce as a side.
Okay.
Diet Coke.
To the elderly caller, the number 9 game in 2006 was Final Fantasy XII. Final Fantasy XII.
I played Final Fantasy II on the Nintendo.
Oh, really?
It was shit.
Yeah, these gamer shows are very popular now, from what I hear.
They keep fighting you. You can't get through the dungeon.
Okay. Well, I recommend you use some kind of a cheating mechanism. Pastor Kent demonstrated one on his video game channel.
A cheat?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, like I said, Kent's a gamer. He knows all about that, how to cheat a game. Okay. Yeah, he would be a good source on video games. Yeah.
Why is his name Kenny if his name's Kent? Why is he
Gamer
Kenny?
I don't know why he uses Gamer Kenny when his name is Kent. I don't know.
Hmm.
What the fuck?
Oh!
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's Kent for you.
So when's my order going to be ready?
Not anytime soon, because this is Church of Chicken. This is a
I'd
church
give it about
show.
15 minutes. 15 minutes. Come on down in about 15 minutes. By the way, the number six.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah. Tom Clancy, Splinter Cell. Tom Clancy, Splinter Cell, Double Agent. Gamer is number 16 on the list. 16. Go ahead.
What?
Tom Clancy is on the list.
Huh?
Oh, God. Turn your hearing aid on.
Sorry, there's some wax in my ear.
Okay. Well, hose it out. I don't know what to tell you.
Nurse, get the Q-tip and the funnel.
No, the Q-tip just pushes the wax further in. Don't do that.
You one of those new age hippie pole sitters?
Pole sitters? I've never sat on a pole in my life.
Huh?
Did you know the world record for sitting on a pole was 439 days?
Who's the record holder? Joseph Gibson?
I bet he sat on a pole or two. Like you, Ken.
Okay, we got another caller here. Let me bring him on. 111, you're on the air.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Mexican?
Sí, señor.
Turn that TV up louder.
I will. Hola. It's not Kent. Is not only a gamer. He's also a flamer.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
This
yeah.
For a couple years. Just 2 years.
He used to have a gang called Flaming Soldiers for Christ.
Oh, really?
They used to go down the boulevard and pray for people and then take them out to the back and give them a rim job.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Oh. Ken, you cannot give a prayer and then do that. You cannot do that.
I need the heart medicine.
Oh, what kind do you take?
Peroxidenoquil.
Jesus. Hope that's generic. It's cheaper.
You got some applesauce in the church's chicken arm halfway there.
Is it true?
I doubt it. I doubt there's applesauce.
Is it true that Pastor Kent wears diapers?
He said that
that's
on the
what I hear. I don't know if it's true or not. I hear that.
You can't fault the man. You can't help it.
I need a good bedpan.
He really did turn that TV up. It's even louder now. He turned it up.
I turned it up because I'm watching Channel 22. I also rap, too.
Oh, yeah? You rap?
I was on Channel 22.
I'm rapping the 22, 22, si no quieres. You're going to break your toes like Tony Gaga.
Why don't you give us a good rap here? We like to hear a good rap.
Okay. Oh, yes, here we go. Once upon a time, I went to the store. I saw a girl, and she was a whore. She asked me, hey, what's going on? I said, let's go over here and you could jump on my song.
Oh,
I said, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. She went to the back and, man, she blew it. That's how we did it back in those days. And no, I'm not gay. Rah.
That's beautiful.
Is this what the kids listen to these days?
Sí, señor.
Yep, it's what they listen to now. Crazy kid.
Well, I'm right outside the church's chicken, so I'll see you in there.
All right, no applesauce. No applesauce.
No vibrators.
All righty. Well, he went to church of chicken.
Is that where Pastor Wanda is at? Church's Chicken?
No, no, she's off tonight. Okay, she had a shooting on her block today. Okay, down
shooting.
In Atlanta. Yeah, shooting. Okay, yeah. Okay, there was an officer shot and. And somebody else, I'm not sure. No, Wanda wasn't shot.
Did she say that the dirty cop got what he deserved?
Black Lives Matter.
I don't know if the cop was dirty. I don't know that.
Did she pray the bullets away?
Huh?
Did she pray the bullets away?
Yes.
Well, no, it happened. It happened so fast. So she prayed afterward. So
was it because she stole somebody's chicken?
No. She didn't steal anybody's chicken. No. Okay. If you're out there and you want to come on. Just press that one key, okay, and I'll bring you on. Or you can call 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press that one key, yeah, so I can bring you on. All right.
Hey,
sorry to hear Wanda
doctrine.
Was shot. I'll miss her.
Huh?
I'm sorry Wanda was shot. I'll miss her.
She wasn't shot.
I miss her
shot.
Too. Was
okay.
her Benny shot?
No. Oh. Nothing got shot on her. It was just in her neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Just to make sure, you know.
Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Black Lives Matter.
Amen?
Yes, yes. All lives matter.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I don't know what you mean.
I can't breathe. Breathe.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying.
The guy, Lloyd, or whoever his name, George Floyd. He can't breathe. Remember? They were saying that on the news. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah. So, is Tony F. dancing tonight?
No, he's not dancing tonight. That was only during coronation. Okay, and that was the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Okay, he did a performance at the Majestic Theater. And it was, I understand, he got standing ovations all night, every night.
Does he make any money off it?
No, it was they donated their time, okay, to an event that raises money, for charity, okay, and
he doesn't make no money off this.
No, he doesn't make no money.
Oh man, I mean, my tío Chancho, you know, he dresses up, you know, and he makes his money, you know.
But they do that out of. Okay, just to be seen, okay, and you know, get their name out, and they don't get paid, no. Okay, they do it for free.
Does he at least get tips?
No.
get tips?
No tips.
No kind of tips?
Nope.
Tips?
Yeah, my tío Sancho, he gets tips. And other type of tips. You know what I'm saying?
Deep tips.
Yes.
Yes. Deep tips.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, he doesn't get any tips. Okay, nope. Whatsoever.
These are Victor. Victor get tips?
No.
You told me that he gets guys on the internet and they come over to his house and they do things. So he's getting teeps then.
No, he don't do that anymore.
Don't get at him no more. If you do that, you hooked on him, man. Teeps. You know, the tips. I remember on Craigslist, my Steel Sanchez would say that he would go on there and that people would put pictures of their tips on there. But for some reason, they don't do that no more. So that's probably why Victor's probably stopped because Craigslist doesn't do that no more.
They've gone tipless.
They got tipless. Tips.
All right. Well, okay. I noticed that Dr. Kent left the chat room. He must have got scared. You're right. I don't know what
happened.
Heard
the tips.
Take off.
Or maybe he heard the word tips. He heard the word tips and he became gay again.
Oh.
Oh, and he had to go get some tips?
Yes, some tips.
Maybe he had to go get some tips.
Maybe some small tips, micro tips. Big teeps and monster teeps.
Monster teeps. Ken, you ever had a monster teep?
No, I never had.
Oh, too bad.
Isn't that what Tony Gaga's friend used to do, Carla? She used to get all kinds of teeps.
Oh, I don't know.
I've seen a couple of videos of her, man. She was enjoying it.
Really?
Yeah, videos. You go on Pornhub, and you'll see her right there. Man, she had like 5-6 guys all around her.
Ugh.
And Tony Gaga was crying for her.
I understand Kent likes to watch Pornhub, too.
Oh, yeah. One time he was doing his thing on YouTube, and he was looking, he was doing a search for something, and you could see on the background that on one of his click links was Pornhub.
Wow.
Well, that's not a crime, is it? I mean... Can't judge
a
man.
No, not a crime. Okay. Yeah, he should have been more careful with the screen.
Yeah.
So people can see it.
You know, just to tell him, you know, just give him a tip, you know, and tell him not to do that again.
Yep.
Yeah. I will do that, yeah. Give him a tip not to do that.
What type of tip?
Just a verbal tip.
Okay.
Does this Mexican gentleman, do you know that the 15th best game in 2006 was called Burnout Revenge? It's for Burnout Xbox.
Burnout
Revenge. It's like a drag racing, like a racing game.
I don't like those games, man, because it gives me flashbacks, you know, when I was being chased by the cops.
Oh.
Bad. Yeah. You know? And plus, I didn't want to catch a thief, you know?
What was that game about, where they're about stealing cars and stuff? What was that?
Oh, no, that was GTA, Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Yep.
Now, that's my favorite game right there. That's my favorite game right there because, you know, in real life, you know, you get pissed off at people, you know, and you take it out on GTA, eh?
Yeah. You can knife whores.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of everything that we've always wanted to do in real life, including knifing whores.
And also,
right, kid?
And also you get the prostitutes and you give them a tip inside the car.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've played that level before.
And the car is like making sounds and moving all around.
Oh. Sounds sexual.
Well, I've never played a game, okay? Never played Grand Theft Auto, okay? I hear it's a good game.
Yeah, it's really good.
I wish Pastor Kent would address this game in his next episode.
Well, why don't you send him a message on Discord there, Johnny?
I don't think he uses it.
Huh?
I don't think he's on Discord anymore.
Yeah, he is. He's got two Kent servers.
Oh, I don't think he uses them though. I think he left.
Probably forgot his password.
I could be wrong.
He probably doesn't know his password.
Wow.
Well, anyway, I was hoping, we see DC2 on here tonight. Okay, I wonder what he's doing, Johnny. Can you send him a message?
Probably very busy. Probably very busy. No, I don't know. I mean, could be anything.
How about
doing some black issues,
BBF.
Take care of some.
What's BBF doing today? Making more fence? Finish?
I guess so. I guess he's making more finish. Okay.
Wasn't there a bunch of finish calling to your show today?
Yeah, we had a couple of them, yeah.
He said, oh, okay. Ken, can you get Tony F. to come here and talk about Cornhole Nation?
It's not Cornhole Nation. It's Corniation.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. Well, get your boyfriend in here and have him talk about it.
Well, hey, Tony, I know you're listening. They all want to hear about your escapades in Corniation. Come on, Tony.
Cornhole Nation.
Not
you were
probably better.
Remember Beavis and Butthead?
Cornhole, yep.
Yeah.
Cornholio.
PP.
I need dippy for my butthole.
I need teeps for my butthole, said
deeps.
Ken.
Well, that's
Ken
a new one.
Teepee for my butthole. Yeah.
What was
that
again, Ken? What would he say?
Beavis and Butter. GB from my bungalow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's bring on 111 and see what he has to say. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, there's my brother. How you doing, DC?
I'm a little under the weather. Got a little bit of stomach problems, but I heard you mention me, and I wanted to call in and say hello. I heard a lot of talks about teeps, and I have a very large teep, and DC3 is very large, too. And very little known fact, about 2 years ago, I actually gave the teep of DC3 to Bridget Pruitt in a subway bathroom in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, that's Joe Gibson's a woman.
I mean, he threatened to put me in a concrete box, so I destroyed his ex girlfriend's box.
Hello,
oh,
Senor.
Might be with that ex-wife's box. I don't even know. I don't care, really, to be honest with you.
Buenas noches, Senor de Cedos.
Shalom, my brother. I'm sorry it took so long to call in. Kenny, have you listened to Kent today? He had a drug addict hosting his show.
No, I didn't listen to it.
A man that was clearly under the influence of narcotics. That show is an abomination in the worst way. You got a fake black man. You got a gamer who steals your name on his YouTube page, and then a legitimate crackhead. Well, maybe not a crackhead. Maybe more of a, I don't know. Johnny, did you hear any of that show today?
No, I heard there was a show about video games. But I did not hear it.
That's what I thought too. But when I tuned in, it was the narcotic brother, the pillhead guy that fell through the wall, talking trash to Gary. There was no talk of video games. I know Gary wanted to talk about Super Mario Brothers, but the pillhead, the pink room, wall faller crasher. Whatever his name, I don't even know his name, but
no,
he was talking about something else, some other show or something. I don't know. It was very odd. I was actually going to listen to the show because it was about video games. I wanted to hear, Kent, talk about video games because I always find, him to say really stupid things about every subject, and I wanted him to cover video games, but he really didn't, so it was very disappointing.
I was reading the greatest video games from 2006. I was reading off a list. I thought that maybe it could bring Ken some ratings.
Oh, no, man, I don't think video games is the way to go. I think you need to go with either TV shows from 1974 or music from 1967. That's what brought Kent apparently the greatest ratings of all time, according to known truth sayer Leroy Jackson.
Yep. Well, it looks like in 74 the TV show that All the Family, Sanford and Son, Chico and the Man. That sounds like it's right up the Mexican Valley. The Jefferson, that's for blacks. MASH, that's for whites. Rhoda, that's for good times.
I better go. There's some cops coming up for me, Holmes.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Be careful.
Minus West.
All right. Okay.
Hawaii 5-0 was number 10 on the list.
Oh. I think Kent actually covered this list on one of his shows. Kent,
yeah, he did.
Kenny, I don't understand.
The baby boomer show.
Wait, what?
It was he was doing a show about baby boomers, okay?
Oh,
the 60s, 70s, 80s, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
Kenny, I don't understand why Kent even does a show anymore. It's not. He's not a pastor. He's not a doctor. He's a former pastor, fraud doctor, and he has a drug addict and a fake person on his show. But he calls this show a farce. That's ironic to me. Very ironic, but whatever.
Well, you know what they say. You know, go ahead and attack another show, and maybe it'll make yourself feel like you're better than everybody else. But, you know, myself personally, I don't attack his show. I've got no reason to attack his show. I mean, I could, okay? But why do
yeah,
that?
Always,
I mean,
I've heard them on both Leroy and Kent on that show say, I don't have anything bad to say about Ken. I love Ken. And then proceed to, like, rip your show for 15 minutes. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
Johnny,
that makes
have you ever heard
him
better. Say that?
No, I've heard him say they love me. Yeah, I've heard him say that.
No,
okay.
I was asking Johnny if he'd ever heard, Kent and Leroy say, like, go through the whole spiel of how much they love Kenny and then proceed to destroy a show for, like, 15 minutes.
Yes, I've heard that before.
Amen. Kenny, have the old folks called at all? I missed the earlier part of the show.
Yeah, one of them called and thought it was Church's Chicken.
Oh. Yeah,
it was
sounds
a confused,
about right.
Confused elderly man.
Sounds about right. Well, he was nice. I mean, he can't really help it. You know, what I find interesting, Kenny, is how all these people that seemingly have, I don't know, I haven't diagnosed it per se, seemingly have dementia, can dial your phone number, but don't know that they're not calling. QVC or whatever, you know, like Johnny Burpin. I mean, that's essentially what the calls are, but, you know, you got to let them call, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, what the heck, you know. I mean,
amen.
We talk to some old folks, okay. Maybe they'll call back in another time, you know.
Hopefully. I hope so, brother.
The
Russian guy hasn't called. Sorry, go ahead.
What if they're dead? The old guys, they could have died.
Oh, I thought you meant they were calling from the afterlife. Oh.
Wow.
You think they all dropped dead at the same time?
I don't think they died. I think they're still there.
They might have gotten in trouble for the gangbang. You know, they might have taken the phone privileges or something. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I thought they would have their own phone in their room. They have their own phone in their rooms. Okay.
I wonder if that one fella ever found, if he ever found his friend. That one fella was looking for his friend, and I don't think he ever found him. He was, and I don't think he had any pants on either, which was weird, but I guess
pants.
Normal for
nope
an old
pants.
Person. He was looking for Edgar. I know that much.
Yeah,
he was looking for Edgar.
I'm surprised the Russian fella hasn't called in. He usually calls in every night.
Well, this is a late scheduled show. Ken added the show kind of late, I think. Right, Ken?
Yeah, it started at 8:30 versus 8 o'clock. Okay, because I couldn't go straight at 8 o'clock because Tony Gaga lasted until about 8 o'clock. Okay, I couldn't get a show made in that little time, so I had to delay it 30 minutes.
Oh.
I see. Well, that makes sense. You know, I mean, you can't when there's not a lot of time to prepare, and you just throw the show up. You know, sometimes your listenership gonna suffer a little bit.
All right, we got another caller here, 111. Let's take it and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Holmes. How you doing?
All right, how's it going?
I'm doing good. This is Francisco.
Hey, Francisco, what's up?
Doing good. I heard that you were asking for tips.
No, I wasn't asking for tips. No.
Oh, okay, because I had a big tip for you. Okay, because I had a big tip for you, but you're not looking for tips. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, is anybody in the chat room tonight, Kenny? I haven't checked.
Yeah, you got Trent McGillicuddy, Mike Hunt, okay, Ashley, Tony Farrar, Gahul, and Gavin Moorhead.
I'm surprised Ashley or hasn't called in.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I think speaking of Ashley, I think here she is. Okay.
Oh.
Ashley, is that you?
Speaking of the devil, and she will appear. Hello.
Shalom.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I noticed Kent left the chat room awful fast. What happened? Did you guys scare him off?
I think so. He's trying to say that your show is horrible and that he wasn't listening. Weird that he wasn't listening. He was in the chat. Then he called me a wannabe trans faggot.
Oh, that's definitely not. That's definitely not Kent. That is 100% Bruce. Kenny,
yep.
I mean Kent couldn't spell any of that. So.
Yeah.
Dr. Kent, when you see Dr. Kent in your chat room, Kenny, that is Bruce. That is not Kent. For the just so you know, for the record, mm-hmm. Brother.
Okay, I kind of figured that, you know. I wasn't sure, okay?
Because the spelling, I mean, sometimes he'll try to, like, spell things wrong, but you can tell it's definitely Bruce. And, you know, sometimes he doesn't even try to misspell things because Bruce can actually spell, whereas Kent can't spell anything correctly. So, but
yeah.
I thought Ashley had a good call on Tony tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah, it was a good call. I'm sorry to hear about your kidney stones, Ashley.
Yeah, I passed those already, so I don't think Tony heard that part.
Yeah, he
and
don't
we did. Yeah, and we did have a tornado in my city a few days ago.
Well,
hey,
I'm glad you're okay.
We got Reverend Sherwood, and no one isn't here tonight. Okay? Why don't you call in, Reverend Sherwood? Call in area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. Yeah, good to hear from you, Reverend Sherwood.
I'm glad you're okay, Ashley. I'm sorry to hear about the tornado. But I'm glad you're okay, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It was an EF3. We don't usually get tornadoes that strong where I live.
Yeah,
that's good. It was. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you close you don't have to tell me exactly where you are because I don't want you to, you know, dox yourself, but. Are you, like, within 8 hours of, Virginia Beach? Because I used to go to Virginia Beach all the time.
I'm close to it. I'm in the same region, but I'm not going to say if I'm there or not.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. You don't have to say. I was just wondering because
when I was a kid, I used to go down there a lot.
Yeah.
So I know the area a little bit. I just didn't know if you were, like, in that general area or if you were, like, further south or something like that, or north or whatever.
Well, technically I live in hell, but that is where one of my portals to hell is from.
Of course. I mean, that was a given. I knew that hell was your central location. That goes without saying.
Yep. And I love it down here.
Oh, dear.
I think Kenny gets horny when you talk like that. You can't do that. Yeah. He'll get horned up. He'll take his dick pills, and then who knows what will happen, right, Ken?
No.
Kenny going to unleash the fury on Tony Farrar. I'm just kidding, Kenny. I'm kidding, man.
Yeah. Oh, we got another caller here. 111, let me bring it on and see who we have. 111, you're
number four?
You're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Possibly that's four. Three. No, that's four, because he called it early.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't sound Hispanic, though. Not Spanish speaking, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, maybe that is him.
Kenny, this is Finnis. Do you have any questions for Mr. Finnis, Kenny?
I did earlier, and I talked to him earlier. He called in before.
Did he say anything, or was it just okay in Tel Aviv?
Okay.
You know, hopefully someday Finnis will learn, like, start learning, like, maybe a couple words a day in the dictionary or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I hope so, brother.
He said okay.
I wonder if he's like when he's sitting on the toilet and he's taking a dump and he's pushing out a turd, if he says okay to the, when he's straining, like okay, or when he's ejaculating, okay. Kenny, you do that, right, Kenny?
No. Do that.
You don't say okay? Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay.
There, he said it. He said it right there. He just said it.
Okay. Sorry.
That reminds me, what happened to Grover? Any word on Grover?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Well, he came in the chat room a couple of days ago and said he needed help. I asked him what he needed help with, and he left the chat room.
I hope he didn't get kidnapped. Although I don't know why you'd kidnap a homeless man, but...
Mike Hunt says he can't call in, but he wants to know if Farrar was topless at Cornhole Nation.
Oh.
No, he wasn't topless at Cornhole Nation.
She wore a brassiere, right, Kenny?
Huh?
She wore a titty holster. She wore them titty holster for the titty.
She wore a brassiere.
Titty.
With bees on it.
Is somebody jerking off?
No. No one's saying okay.
111, you're
five.
On the air.
Five.
Oh. Yep. Well, they dropped.
Oh.
Okay.
This kept six.
111, let's see. 111. You're on the air.
Six. Hey, DC2. What the hell? DC2, did you hear that Wanda got shot in Atlanta?
Oh, Lord, no. What happened? Was it one of them guys at the prison that she was having sex with? Did she break it off and they shot her?
No, there was a shooting on her block today.
Oh, so it was like somebody came in a house and, like, robbed her and shot her? That's terrible, man.
No.
Kenny, did you say a prayer for her? Do we pray for her, Johnny?
Situation that happened in Atlanta.
Where did she get shot, Johnny? Was it a gut shot, or did she take it in the head? Like, what happened?
Johnny?
I don't, Ken, do you know? I don't know. Well, you said she got shot. I thought you knew where she got shot at.
No,
I didn't know what part of her body.
Oh.
Ken told me she got shot, but she's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God, Kenny. Thank you. Praise be. Praise the Lord. It's the Lord's will, Kenny. It's the Lord's will.
Father God, yep.
Father God was on her side, Kenny. You know who else took a bullet, Johnny? Kenny Jr.
JFK. Yeah, Kenny Jr. did.
Kenny,
I remember
Kenny
that.
Jr.
That was sad.
Was very
sad, or did he get what he deserved?
No, because that dude was plowing his wife.
I like how Beanie turning that.
Should have shot him in the back.
Beanie keeps raising that volume. He keeps making it louder.
I think Beanie might have a hearing problem. All that loud music in his El Camino, probably. Penny, what are you doing, man? Are you microwaving food right now or something? I haven't heard. Well, you're not talking, brother.
No, I'm not microwaving food. Nope. I already had corny asada. Okay, with potato.
Corny Nation?
Oh.
Cornhole Nation?
No.
Corny asada?
Yeah, corny asada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Mexican dish.
Kenny, I figured that much out, man. I'm not retarded.
Oh.
Amen.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, we got another call here. 111. You're on the air.
Ooh. Seven? Oh.
Hey. This is a guy that had his voice box cut out. He smoked a lot, and they took his voice box out. So he uses one of those little buzzer things.
Oh. Sounds like a braider to me.
That's a shaver.
A shaver?
Yeah, he's shaving his head.
Oh.
Oh.
How do you, Kenny, what are you on Skype? How do you know what he's shaving? Could be shaving his pubes, Kenny.
That's on the sky.
I think it sounded like he was shaving his head.
Oh.
How does it, okay, all right. I don't even know how that even. How's that even sound, Kenny? I mean, what? I don't know.
This will sound like to me. We go 111. Okay, you're on the air.
I didn't press 111.
111, you're on the air.
I didn't press 111. I was listening.
He's just listening, Ken. Come on.
You put the hand
that
up.
To people? Oh,
you
never
put
mind.
The hand up.
I didn't put my hand up. I put my tip up.
Oh, tip. He said tip. Oh.
What is that, seven, Johnny?
Yes.
Lucky number seven. Jacoby Brissett, baby.
All right.
8-8.
Well.
Here's the bridge quarterback.
I sent shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, and his kinfolk. I hope you're listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Okay.
God!
Right.
Too loud.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, God,
I can't hear nothing, Kenny. I'm deaf, Kenny. I can't hear nothing.
Sorry. I was just trying the vibrator thing out.
Disgusting. Is she going to vibrate on during the show? Lord have mercy.
No. Don't do that.
Well, I just wanted to try it out for once.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Sorry.
All right. Well, God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful night. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda. Okay?
Oh, Lord. Keep doing a show.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Cornhole Nation.
Okay. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful night.
Kenny, don't make her do a show after she got shot, brother. That's crazy.